And so we begin episode 71 of East Meets West.
71?
When we last met, Roger was sitting right there where he is now, and it was only 2 days ago.
Three.
Was it 3 days ago?
We did it
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. So we're a little off. Schedule's wonky, but we're kicking
we'll,
them out.
But we're posting these on a weekly basis.
For goodness sakes, people, it's a podcast.
And an unpaid one at that.
Actually, no one's complaining. I don't know why I'm getting so sensitive.
I don't know, because you're ornery.
Hey, look what I, let's see if I can bring this up in the...
What you made? I think you made a mess.
Just imagine being linked to a source of information, to a global internet adventure. Now, there's a new television network.
I met him. You know?
There's a new television
TV, your home for entertainment.
There's an amazing amount of ZDTV material on YouTube.
Yeah. I think I might post my reel up there.
David Spark did.
I know. I think I could do better than him.
Yeah?
Because I actually have a pristine copy of my reel to put up.
Okay, the best part, though, is the related videos to the ZDTV promo are Jonathan Colton's Baby Got Back performed live and Baby Bunny Grooming.
Huh.
Don't know.
I don't know. You know, I met that guy who did the VO. He did the rest of our VOs.
What was his name?
Tom something. I don't remember his name. No, he was an older African American gentleman.
He was a professional voiceover guy.
I think so. I think he did like commercials.
Yeah,
and then I guess he lived in the Bay Area, so they just
used him for a couple of years. And then they switched to some other guy.
They switched when we moved over to Tech TV.
They wanted a different voice to go with the new name.
Well, if you notice, they didn't really use too many voices after the initial changeover.
Yeah,
it became just a lot of
video. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It was a lot of graphical representation and stingers and stuff. They had that one promo, I don't know if you remember, when Tech Live launched, that had all the different hosts of the shows talking about like the mission statement or something for Tech TV.
To ensure the survival of humanity.
The only part I remember was Liam Maklum saying, "Get your music." That was the only part I remember.
You know, you worked locally too.
Sumi said something. Leo said something.
Sumi,
they all talked
you.
About Tech TV is a great way to blah de blah blah de blah. Get your music. Anyway,
it's good to make fun of your former.
I'm
coworker.
Not making fun. The man has a British accent. He knows it.
He's actually related to a very famous singer songwriter, right? A very famous, wasn't he? Like his father was.
Oh, his father was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is, in fact, true. I don't know if that's public knowledge, though, Roger.
I don't know. Before he started ZDTV, he was working over at, I think he was working, I'm not sure, because I did remember seeing him at least once at the Virgin Megastore as the DJ, one of the DJs.
Oh, yeah. Now is he still at Kron, or did he move?
I do not know.
No, he moved on somewhere else, I think.
It's KPIX or something, but he still does.
Yeah, yeah. He does Eye in the Bay, right?
Yeah, he does local. He does really good work.
There's a lot of the Tech TVers out and about there. Erica Hill, I see on CNN all the time.
Yeah, well, not all of us can reach her level of success.
Yeah. I always knew that Erica Hill would do well.
Whatever. I remember you talking smack.
I know. I never talk smack about Erica Hill. Maybe about other people, but not even often about other people. At least not unless it was to their face, like you.
No. You normally talk behind their back over a pint. That guy.
And let me tell you about. That's me down at pub talking behind everybody's back.
It's kind of weird. I don't know. I hate to make this whole thing about reminiscing about our last jobs, but
remember when I worked at Half Price Books? Oh man, those are the days.
But I mean, really, it just doesn't seem that long ago.
Sometimes it doesn't. It's funny when you realize that it's been like almost 3 years.
And it's kind of weird. It's like high school. When you graduate, you remember everyone the way you last saw them.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then
that's
when
true.
You meet them, it's like, you've changed. You've gotten balder. You've gotten fat. Or
you sure have put on the pounds. What happened?
You sure didn't lose the weight you said you would after graduation.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh,
you
know. Roger, why do you do that to people?
Do what?
ZDTV. ZDTV is the first television network and interactive website.
Oh, that's crappy.
Devoted to
that sounds awful.
There's the you should. And it's so funny because I was telling someone about all the amazing, extraordinary people I got to meet at my job.
Uh huh.
Like you know Ed McMahon and
Sinbad.
Yeah, Sinbad and Mark Curry.
Gary Coleman.
And I met him in passing in the hallway.
They might be giants.
They were cool. John and John. I met Alan Thicke. He was kind of a dick.
It rhymes.
Yeah, and then Michael Hatch when he was getting makeup.
Yeah.
I missed out on Suzanne Vega. I really, really wanted to kick myself for missing that.
Will Ferrell. No, you never met Will Ferrell. I'm just making people up now.
I think
I met Will Wheaton.
You schmuck.
Yeah, it's easy to get those two confused, you know. Will Ferrell's a big open source advocate as well.
Yes, isn't he? Isn't he?
He is doing it. You know what? George Michael from Arrested. Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
Off and on.
The kid who played George Michael, the son he is part of a duo that's doing their own online show. It's now I can't remember.
Well, Ron Jeremy's doing it. Well, I heard he was doing an online video tech show.
Yeah.
Really light on the. It's more of like, you know, a consumer ish review with Ron Jeremy. You know, I find it really odd. But, you know, hey.
The internet is opening up some amazing, amazing things.
Especially when you're older.
Yeah. I got to try to figure out how to find this. Okay, that's George Michael, the singer. I'm trying to find the kid who played George Michael in Arrested Development. Because he and a friend of his are doing a. This is so boring right now. I apologize.
Yes.
He and a friend of his are doing a new website that's comedy, and it's really good. Michael Cara is his name. Okay. So now I got to find his website. See, who said that Internet Tonight was a bad idea?
No
people
one did.
Love to watch.
You know who did?
People search.
Paul Allen.
Did he?
And he's the one that wanted IT killed, and he killed it. Everyone else was fine.
He was the only, and so they killed it.
Yeah. So.
ClarkandMichael.com. There, I finally found it. Aren't you happy? ClarkandMichael.com. And they have two episodes. It's kind of a fake documentary of two kids trying to get their script published or taken up by a television network or a movie studio. But they've had a couple of people look at it. They've had a meeting so far. Go take a look at ClarkandMichael.com. It's hilarious.
Cool.
Especially if you liked the George Michael character in Arrested Development. I think you'll like it. And I'm getting absolutely nothing out of recommending it.
Oh, did you hear? I'm totally cheesed.
Why?
BSG, last season.
Why are you cheesed? I think it's good. I mean, I would like to have more of it, but I'm glad they're not stretching it. You know,
but I think they're artificially cutting it because they're not getting the viewership.
No, actually, from what I read, the producers had a beginning, middle, and end, and wanted to end it either in the fourth or fifth season. Sci-Fi was trying to get them to go longer, and they negotiated out of it and said, "No, let's end it in the fourth." It's a new trend. Lost has also done the same thing, where they're like, "We have a beginning, middle, and end. We can't just have an open-ended series."
Yeah, no, I'm not nothing against it, but it seems four seasons. I think five.
I'd like five. I'd like more than five.
I think the reason why is because I think Babylon 5 did very well with five. Granted, the fourth season was kind of compressed because GMS wasn't sure that he'd get the funding for the fifth season, but he planned it out as a 5-year epic.
Yeah, but see, Battlestar Galactica guys said they four or stretch it to five. They kind of sounded, from what I read, that they really intended it to be four seasons
from the beginning. One of the things I got from WonderCon and listening to Richard Hatch, the non-survivor, is that oftentimes they have to cut a lot of things depending on the budget. And the budget he emphasized was paramount because whether or not they would do certain stuff really kind of depended on, okay, they got the resources in order to pull it off.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that's why he said that he didn't bother reading the first two or three drafts of the script because it would always change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, characters would be dropped.
That's true of any television show, though.
Yeah,
they always have to make compromises for the budget.
But, I mean, more so than any other, if you consider this, I mean, you're even beyond just the salaries, you got to pay for the special effects. Those aren't defined, you know, straight. Oh, you can only spend, maybe it could be defined in. You know, they're limited in the number of things before they start recycling shots.
I'm almost caught up with Stargate, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm just four episodes. I'll be five episodes away by the end of tonight, unless I watch a couple, which I might.
I don't know. I'm interested. You know, the thing is the Ori...
Hallowed. They're so hallowed.
Is, I don't know. For some reason, it's not... For me personally, it's not as engaging.
You know what it is? For me, I'll tell you what it is for me. The Ori are interesting, but the foil for them being the King Arthur stuff, I find totally cheesy.
That, and it's just, honestly, it feels like the Gould have been defeated. We need to come up with a new supervillain for the heroes to face.
Yeah, well, of course. That's exactly what it is. I think if they kept on that Egyptian vein, it would be much more interesting.
I think if they moved on, stayed with it, but kind of moved on into the other pantheons, making that kind of connective link, like they were in the in the first few seasons.
Exactly,
it wouldn't be so.
Well,
they are
trying to do that, except that I think they're gone into a bad pantheon. They've gone into Arthurian legend.
They should
instead of sticking with like Norse gods.
They should have went with the Norse, they even touched a little bit on the East Asia. And I think that would have been richer, but you know, the other thing is that I, with the new villain, I don't think they should follow the same track as the Goa'uld, right? The Goa'uld presented themselves as gods or whatever. I think maybe if they took another tack that wasn't okay, let's go through our shared, you know, mythologies to find out the key. You know, it'd be cooler if the Ori was just complete unknown. You know what I mean? You don't know, and you're trying to pick at little pieces, you know, trying to assemble kind
I
of,
agree with that. If we didn't know that they were ancients.
Yeah.
If they revealed that, that's fine.
But if you, little pieces here and there, you know, that's what.
There could be more of a mystery, but I do like the Ori. I do. I think they're a great villain.
No, but I don't think they're bad. I just think they're kind of cliched in the way that it kind of feels already been.
I don't agree with the cliche part. I like Origin and the Book of Origin and the Ori,
but that's,
you know,
what I
commanding
mean.
The army. I think there's a real good feel there. I think you're right that there should be more mystery because it's a little bit too known.
But it just seems very derivative of what they've already done. I mean, I'm you know, the cool aliens presenting themselves as gods, yeah, but do you have to reuse kind of the same?
Well, it's different to me. I feel like it's different because the Goa'uld were presenting themselves as bad gods, as not bad as an evil, but just sort of like, I'm a god because I can, you know, do this trick. Whereas the Ori are actually disembodied. They are, in fact, what you think of as god, this sort of unseen power.
Maybe,
right?
But it's,
so they're
it's,
a lot more godlike than the Goa'uld ever
but,
were.
But if they presented themselves as... Have you ever watched the movie Event Horizon?
Yes.
You know, that kind of where you're just like, okay, it might be the devil or like in that galaxy. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
Doctor Who did an episode. The new Doctor Who did
one,
an episode that was
that
trying
one,
to play
I,
with that same concept.
They didn't do it as well. And I
cheesiness?
Yeah, it was really cheesy. And the thing is, they could have gone in a very theological, or they could have gone in so many directions, but it just seemed like they were so hesitant to push it any further. They were just kind of stuck.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I have less of a problem with the Ori than I do with the Arthur. Arthurian legend, and I love Arthurian legend.
I'm a
huge fan of Arthurian legend, and maybe that's my problem, is that they're really treating it on a very superficial level with Merlin with the white beard.
Watch Babylon 5. Oh, actually, I can't because I left.
You can watch it on AOL.com for free.
I have all seasons, but I lent my first season to Annalie.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, anybody can go on AOL.com.
I know, but watch it, and just you understand what I mean when I say the Ori concept of the supreme, you know, power being, and of course, you know, the disembodiment. It feels kind of reused, maybe because I've watched Babylon 5, and it touches a lot, kind of a lot on those. On those same themes,
maybe that's why I don't get that same feeling.
Very Star Trek-ish too, like not with
the Ori.
No, not with the Ori, but Stargate, like the spinoff series.
Here's one of the reasons why I like Atlantis more than Stargate SG-1 right now is Atlantis. They still go through the freaking gate.
Yeah,
SG-1 just became a space show.
Yeah, it's just like hop on the ship.
Yeah, and it's like it's not as interesting then. I like it when they were bound; they had to go through the gate
limitations. And the thing is, when they brought the starship in, it totally unhinged the whole thing. Like, you know, the mortality of humanity and the kind of almost weakness. I mean,
of great odds.
Yeah, it's like you have this. You know. You know, granted, now we know the goal. They're not like, you know, super beings. But if you think about it, you have no real space technology other than the orbital ships, right? You can't just blast off from.
Well, that was the beauty of the first seasons of SG-1. Yeah. Is what I know that's what you're saying is they had the Stargate and that's it.
Yeah,
that was the only piece of technology they had, and everything else they had to make do with what we've got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or you know, hey, maybe we'll try to figure this out, but they didn't have like, hey, let's call the Asgard and have them beam over.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
come on.
I did like the episode. I just watched this yesterday. It was from like 4 or 5 weeks ago, where Lieutenant Carter goes to the alternate universe and the government has gotten out of control.
Yeah. That
and
was...
started to implement martial law because of the Ori. And it was a good parable. I liked it,
but at the same time, it felt kind of. The thing is,
I like Don Davis too, and he was back.
Parables for me or for sci-fi TV shows are double-edged sword. Yeah, they can get that, you know, that social message, you know, the political message across. At the same time, if it's not done, you know, well, it can kind of seem kind of canned.
Yeah, sometimes.
Like for example,
I'm a sucker for it though.
Remember
I didn't think this one was canned. Did you?
No, one thing I didn't like about it, though, it wasn't as ominous. It didn't feel.
Feel ominous. You're right.
It didn't have the weight.
It didn't have the weight.
You know what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
And then remember the old Star Trek, the original series, when they had the aliens that were half black?
Yeah.
That was just, you know, it's just like a little obvious. You know what I mean?
I don't think it was obvious at the time, though.
Maybe.
I think that's one of the ones that just doesn't wear well because we have such a different perspective. Because I remember watching that when I was like 6 or 7.
Back in the 60s.
Being blown away. It was a rerun, even. But... being blown away like, oh, wow, I didn't even realize that. And that's the way we should be. We should be so colorblind. You know, it really got me thinking. Of course, I was a little kid, too. But
naive little kid.
Yeah. Well, the whole world was a little more naive back then. So.
No, it wasn't.
In the 60s? Late 60s?
No,
yeah.
It wasn't.
Are you kidding me?
Please.
No, the world was more naive, not in the way you're criticizing. They weren't more naive in, like, not knowing about sin or anything. I'm just saying they were more naive about, you know, that was back when people still thought, you don't talk about your feelings. You just keep driving on, and you work hard, and everybody's out for themselves. And we've learned so much since then.
That's all cyclical, though. I mean, I'm sure there...
Sure, possibly.
We'll go back to that. That could have been just that chunk of period between, you know, during the Cold War.
I think there's definitely a humanity is learning things over long periods of time.
But I still think it's cyclical because I'm sure the
epicycles.
Yeah.
I
don't think the ancient Greeks were all like, we must keep a stiff upper lip against.
Probably a lot of them were. Yeah. The Spartans certainly were.
But not all Greeks. Not all the city states.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, exactly.
But.
A sea lion.
The Greeks were not. If you'll let me talk, you keep interrupting me. That's why I sound.
Oh, okay.
That's your rhetorical argument, is to call me a sea lion.
No, me. I'm calling myself a sea lion.
That's your rhetorical argument, to call yourself a sea lion. All right, confuse me.
Continue.
I don't remember what I was saying. Something about the Greeks.
Anyways,
they weren't all that. They didn't know everything.
They weren't all that in the bag of potato chips.
Let's go to the comments. Blaze, did you call CNET Live, because there was a Blaze who asked a question on CNET Live that we couldn't answer.
Do you know the answer, or you didn't have time?
Well, we were having he wanted to figure out how to get if I'm remembering right. I think Blaze was the one who was asking if you could if there was a better way to get email on a Singular 8525, because Quest doesn't allow Pop Mail; they only allow MSN Mail,
Gmail.
And that's what I ended up saying at the end of the call, because Gmail has the Pop.
Gmail is Pop, and then you can
I said switch ISPs. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, just use Gmail or Yahoo.
Yahoo, you have to pay for the Pop. Though,
do you?
I
always thought it was free. I have never used
it. It used to be free,
and then they
started making it part of Yahoo Mail Plus. Anyway, I don't know if that was you, Blaze, but if it was, thanks for calling. Does anyone have juiced invites? That's all you put on there? You just want juiced invites? All right. Somebody send Blaze a juiced invite. He has an email address up there, and it's a Gmail address.
Ooh.
Punter Joe says, I'm with Roger on the free market value of intangibles. I pay more for food specifically marked organic or free of some sketchy additive like BGH. Maybe there's really no difference. It's all just marketing, but it lets me feel like I'm reducing my odds of eventually ending up with CJD or some other future scourge. Direct price is a factor, but total cost of something depends on how big your perspective is. I'll agree with you on that. Punter Joe, absolutely. He's a bit alarmed to find he also agrees with Roger on Heroes.
Aha!
Found it extremely derivative, blah, 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 blah. Independence Day was a big casserole of reheated movie cliches, but it was fun.
It was
a theme park ride.
It was.
I would have been fine if Heroes took the same path, but it seemed to lack any real direction or
actually,
point.
If Independence Day was made into a theme park ride, I think it would have been better.
And he said, Punter Joe didn't seem like he really enjoyed the whole series. He said a couple episodes like Family Man and 5 Years On showed some promise, but he was deeply disappointed with the series finale.
Yeah, it's...
I have to say, I wasn't, like, jumping up and down like I was with Lost. Lost series finale, I was like, that was good. But Heroes series finale, I just felt satisfied. Like, that was nice.
Yeah.
And you expect more. You don't want to feel nice. You want to feel...
I expected more because
there
was this...
You want that spark of a new
relationship. There was this great buildup. There was this great tension. It was like... Hey, everyone just happened to meet each other in the square,
the town square,
what do you call it?
The place where they met.
Not the patio. What do you call it? You know, the lobby.
Plaza.
The plaza. That's it. See, it's late in the day.
Y'all, Punter Joe also has a travel chip for you, Roger. Go to Tuvalu while you still can.
Oh, isn't it that? Oh, is it because
it's not going to sink next year? But that is one of the islands that they're worried about with global warming if the sea levels rise.
Yeah.
Could wipe it out. He also says, by the way, it was nice to hear Tom, Roger, and Eileen. Trios rule.
I should buy one.
I think she... Yeah, you probably should. Well, you have the BlackBerry. I should get a trio. Blue Lighter. Is that how you pronounce that?
Blue Light Junior.
Blue Light Junior? Oh, that's a J. Okay. Says, it really was a great week for TV. Heroes was fun. Thank you. And the season-long arcs were a good ride. But I mostly agree with Roger with the final battle being a bit boring. I know special effects are expensive, and I don't expect action on the level of the Justice League cartoons, but it was a little unexciting in terms of the final conflict. When a show features super-powered people, I want to see cool fights. The Lost finale was incredible.
As you said.
It left me satisfied for the story arc of the season and, curiously enough, what's to come. I recommend you guys watch the Smallville finale because I believe it's one of the best finales the show has ever had. I still got to do that. I still haven't caught it.
I don't know. I just kind of weaned off Smallville.
Yeah, I just started. I forgot. It's on my TiVo. I just need to finish it.
I don't know.
Okay. He says it's worth watching, so I'm going to give it a shot. Question for Tom. I'm curious to know, what is this class you're taking? I'm taking a class in search and rescue. Because I'm volunteering for Search and Rescue. So that's the class.
Until the end of days.
Roger, being the comic book reader, what's on your pull list?
What did I pick up this week? I picked up the new Justice League. I think it's the JLA. I mean, there's two of them, and I picked up. I picked both of them up. I'm still picking Buffy because this new Buffy series they have out picks up from the last season of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. TV series with it being written by Joss Whedon, so you know it's going to be good.
He also says, well, actually, for Tom, Mindanao isn't a nation, but one of the large island groups of the Philippines, although the majority of the people of that island are Muslim.
I don't remember that reference.
I don't remember saying they were a country. If I did, it was a mistake. I was just saying, you were talking about places to go that are Muslim, and I suggested Mindanao as a place.
Yes.
But yeah, it's an area of the Philippines. It's not a
region.
It's the southern. It's in the southern part of the Philippines. Rodrigo says, another great show. Thanks for it, guys. Some quick questions and thoughts. Rodrigo is going away. I'm moving to Toronto, not San Francisco for now, next Wednesday. Going to study some English and hopefully get another degree there. The bad part is I have to fly, and I hate flying. Scares the bejesus out of me. That's not a question. That's just a thought.
Statement.
Number two, due to going away, I might not be able to listen to the podcast for the next month or so since I won't have a computer. Probably going to buy a notebook when I get there. That's why I asked you a couple of times. He's kind of like, hey, I asked you for tips on that. By the way, is there any way I could listen to the podcast without having a computer? I only have an iPod video. You got to have an internet connection to get a podcast.
Yes. I don't know if they're...
I don't know if you could plug it into a library computer and somehow sync it up that way. You know, pull down an MP3 to the iPod.
You could, but the thing is... So how would you get on your iPod?
Plug the iPod in the USB drive, mount it as a drive. You could.
I mean, if they have the
USB ports.
I don't think they let you connect anything to library computers. It might be Canada. It might be different.
Some library may not know or may not care.
Library.
They might be nuclear. I don't. As far as getting it over, I know in the other times that he's referring to that he asked, he mentioned he has an iPack.
You might be able to get it on your iPad, but it's
can he download it?
Yeah,
and just download it
If
you go to civilian.com/emw, it's always linked there.
And then you just need enough storage to do it.
Yeah, and that when pull down one MP3. Listen
and
to
you
it
also
and
need
delete.
And
it.
If it's not Wi-Fi based, or you'll need some sort of internet connection to it.
Yeah, I think he was saying he had an internet connection for it.
If it's through a cell service, you're going to have to get a new one when you come up.
You what? You're gonna
If it's like an Edge or GPRS based internet connect, he's gonna need to get a new service.
Oh right, yeah. As long as you'd have to have the service. That's right. But if he had Edge or GPRS, he could surf to Sabrina.com/EMW, pull it down by a link. As long as you have enough storage for it, should work.
Yeah,
give it a shot.
And please, good to hear from Eileen. I think Tom should have her or give her a mic too. It's always good when there's a guest, quote unquote, on the podcast like V and Ryan.
Yeah, you know, Eileen doesn't like to be on the podcast. I've encouraged her to be on the podcast, but she's just, you know, she's not a whore for the limelight like Roger.
Yeah, whore.
She's just, she just likes to hang back and watch, she says.
Let me say that again.
But, you know, she says that, but then when I get her involved in a conversation, she will grab the mic and talk.
What are you trying to suggest?
I think she protests too much.
Oh.
I think she wants to appear as if she doesn't want to be on it.
But, in fact, she does want to be on it.
A little bit more than she'll admit, yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Fascinating.
And she doesn't listen, so she's never going to hear this.
Wow. Some husband you are.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, because I'm making her look bad.
Whatever.
Behind her back, essentially, because she won't listen.
Hey, you live with her, not me.
Yeah. She'll hear this, and then I'll get in trouble. She will listen to this one. Do you always get together just to record the podcast? Asks Rodrigo.
Yes.
Not always.
But most of the time.
I'd say 75% of the time.
80,
yeah. I mean, is there times that you two were not going to hang out together, but you ended up doing just to record the show? Well, like right now, yeah. Anytime we're doing it after work, we probably wouldn't be hanging out otherwise.
Normally, our two clicks don't mix.
Are clicks?
Yes.
I don't have a click. You have one. I don't.
CNET click.
You're the well. Roger lives in the West Bay. He lives in San Francisco, and I live over in Oakland. So
he lives in an entire insurance.
I'm in the nickel dime. And and he says, please record a show before June 6th, and we have. Here we are recording a show before
June 6th. For you, because we read this
just for you. Rodrigo.
You better do well in school or Tom's going to come up there and berate you.
I'm not. I'm not going to do any such thing.
You say that now.
I mean it now. All right, we're done.
All right.
Bye, folks.
Bye.